Before I start, I'd like to talk to you about my scholarly achievements. So I am in Mexico. I am Mexican, and I'm with the national oil company named Pemex. And so I am presenting our products to a big scholarly group, engineers, doctors, people with masters. And so they call out my name, and they say, Engineer Victor Cardenas, please come up. And so I do come up, and I say, I'd like to make something clear. I am not an engineer. And so the gentleman that was chairing the meeting, he said, Victor, don't worry. None of us are engineers either. So today I am not a PhD doctor either, but I hope that Dan and Mr. Mayhew will say, don't worry, Victor, these guys are not doctors either. So anyway,
Don't worry.
They are. Okay. So anyway, I'd like to talk to you. My background, I'm one of the partners of a company called GrowMate International, and we're blessed to have this wonderful product. And it's actually derived from humic substances. And that's why we're all here, to learn more about all these great benefits that we have from humic substances. And one of the applications that we're learning, and we've been very effective, is how humic substances mixed with some other products, and we can share as we go through this presentation, are very effective in cleaning up hydrocarbon oil spills, either derived products from that have already been refined or non-refined in water or in land. Okay, so this study that we're about to see, it's about the petroleum spills onto soil can lead into hydrocarbon migration into the soil profile, affecting soil physical structure by coating soil's aggregates, abstracting the air and the water and movements in the soil of matrix. So when we know that when this hydrocarbon hits the soil, it actually blocks all the structure of the soil, and it makes it very difficult to work with. And of course, we got to clean it up. Remediate is the name of our product. Addresses the remediation of hydrocarbon hazardous waste, and it's composed of solely organic and biodegradable products. So we are organic based. We do not use any foreign bacteria. We have zero side effects, and we do include some enzyme-loaded nutrients into the humic acids, and that's what creates our secret product, Remediate. It is through the acceleration of microbial growth and thereby fostering decomposition of hydrocarbons. So we can actually see the molecules and the platelets into the cells of the local bacteria turn into billions of platelets in a matter of 48 hours, and therefore causing this decomposition and bioremediation. And the study that we want to talk to you about is our EPA test, and we are EPA listed. If you Google Remediate, you will go into the EPA website. We are one of the bioremediate agents that are approved by the EPA to be used in any oil spills out there. So this is the laboratory essay of bioremediation effectiveness. So this is the test that we were put up against. Remediate was submitted to Bonner Analytic Testing Company in July 22nd of 2010. The testing of the product began in December 22nd of 2010, and there was three group testings, and we actually did measurings in day 0, day 7, and day 28, consisting of three replicates, the control, the nutrient, and the treated samples with Remediate. The control nutrient groups and Remediate consist of 100 milliliters of natural seawater and 500 milligrams of Alaskan North Slope crude oil, weathered at 52 degrees. And ANS 521 is the nutrient. Remediate was, and the application was, 2 milliliters on day 0, day 3, and day 7. It takes 3 applications on a regular oil spill to clean up. Day 1, we apply the product, we go back. Day 3, we apply the product again, and we do some tilling, or we do some aeration if it's water. And then day 7, we do the exact same application. And that's it. You only apply it 3 times, and you're done. You go away, and in 14, 28 days, 45 days maximum, you're going to see this wonderful result. But in this test, you'll see it in 28 days. The concentration of the target analysis were determined according to the equation of 7 found in the Tile 40 of the Code Federal Regulations, Part 300 Appendix C. So I don't know if you ever dealt with EPA, but they're very rigid and they're very, very strong at the rules, and we have to go through all these guidelines. On each of the three sampling days, a subsample of each treatment was extracted with 50 milliliters of methylene chloride, then solvent exchanged into hexane and concentrated to a volume of 10 milliliters. So a 1 milliliter alkylate of each sample was analyzed by way of gas chromatograph mass spectrometry, GCMS, and all samples were analyzed by a four-time dilution, the solid phase extraction alumina cleaned up procedure. So the results were as follows, and you will see in the aromatics the total parts of hydrocarbons, ppm. On day zero, on our control, we had three different groups. We had 10,826 parts per million. On the nutrient-treated area was 10,821. And then with the remediate, we had 10,822. So on these aromatics, if you can see, the levels are very much alike and not much of a difference. On day seven after the application, you will see that the control went down to 10,290 ppm, so parts per million. And then on the nutrient side, it went to 9,963, and remediate 9,067. So there you didn't see a great reduction yet. That's our last treatment. So we said treated day zero, day three, and day seven. When we went back on day 28, you see the control was at 7,908 parts per million. The nutrient was at 9,393, and with remediate was 607. There was literally almost a 99% reduction, and you'll see it at the end. So the p-values reflect very high confidence. The Fisher test is likewise much higher than necessary to demonstrate the test viability. Remediate day 28 means value is greater than two standard deviations from the next highest means volume control day 28. It is furthermore than two standard deviations from the next lowest value. So on the alkanes, the TPH, on day zero, they were 255,568. On the nutrient side was 255,414. Remediate, 245,168. Day seven, they, as you can see, as they're going down, and you will see remediate and the controls were pretty much in the similar range. And then at the end on day 28, we did not quite do as great as the nutrient side. The control was 215,169. The nutrients were 2,407 and remediate was at 4,201. However, with the EPA rules and the amount of contamination that is allowed to be left in the field, we were way below what it was expected, and therefore having remediate being very effective. And there's a summary. So it's basically the same thing that I just mentioned. So to save time, I'll just pass the slide. So all confidences were above 99.999%. And so therefore this test allowed us to be able to make the EPA testing products that have been approved for these type of hydrocarbon spills, and you can learn more about it. I will go into some of the conclusions. Alkane results suggested some degradatory effects of remediate that did not exceed that of the nutrient solution. The control groups has a comparative constant concentration throughout 28 days incubation, while the nutrient and remediate product solutions means demonstrate a rapid reduction. While the remediate product concentration initially falls more than the nutrient solution's concentration, the nutrient concentration actually resulted in a lower alkane concentration than from the remediate product after 28 days incubation. Aromatic means showing the control and nutrient values to be nearly stable over 28 days. While the remediate solution shows a significantly less negative slope of the first 7 days, if the difference in the time intervals were compensated for, the line would show a nearly constant level of concentration reduction. Remediate product proved to be significantly superior to a nutrient solution treated in reduced environmental contaminations of aromatic over 28 day period. And in some of the field trials that we wanted to show to you, this is an abandoned compressor area. Initial TPH was 36,274. We treated it with 0.14 gallons of remediate, and you have to do the dilution into non-chlorinated water. And in 4 weeks, we had 376 parts per million. Brine and small amounts of crude oil was spilled, treated to 54 gallons per acre. Remediate was used, and then in 2 weeks later, Bermuda grass was seeded, and it was growing. And lastly, a brine pipeline break saturated approximately half an acre and killed all vegetation. Within 2 weeks, remediate was tilled into a small area, and ryegrass was added as seeded and tested, and it's growing. So we have many, many, many samples of what's been done with actually big companies, Exxon, ConocoPhillips, and you'll see products that are being used. You can look at our website. And also what I've done is, because I am not a PhD doctor and you want to learn more about this study, I brought 15 copies of the full study that I would love to give you if you want it. And our colleagues in the back, and I'll be in the back, I'll be happy to give you the full study and you can learn more about it. Any questions? Yes, sir. Yes, we have actually treated many sites, even from an old spill, and we have found that this product is extremely effective. It all depends on the depth. It doesn't really matter the TPH, and we're able to come up with a formula, and we have a whole group of the people that are more on the technical side. What we need is to learn what is your total concentration of TPH, parts per million on the site, how deep it is, and then we go in there and we come up with a I would say tailored dosification of remediate. So one size does not fit all. However, the product does clean it all, but we'll give you the right dilution on those three applications that I was telling you: day 0, day 3, and day 7. And so we've seen biopiles, and we've seen there's a case study of Arkansas Army base that was cleaned up, and it was literally over 15 feet deep of gasoline spill. And so what we did is we did a land farming. They dug, set up the soil, and then we did land farming, treated part of that soil until it was completely cleaned. Then we treated the second and the third until it was fully treated and cleaned. Came back and put the soil back into the hole, same soil. We didn't have to dredge or take away. And then actually grew grass into it. So it's a very effective way of cleaning up. Any other questions? Yes, sir.
What you're doing is almost boggles the mind, because the microbes are known to degrade maybe 3-4 main compounds, but you're degrading 6 main compounds. So I would suggest you get some data on it. This is a major breakthrough.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. We feel honored. Any other question before I go? All right.